Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Today is Wednesday, May 14th. I'm Megan Lynch.
Do not let politics get personal if we respect each other.
Missouri lost one of its favorite sons. Christopher Kit Bond passed away Tuesday, a lifelong Republican, but very different from today's Republicans.
He was a relentless supporter of Missouri, and after announcing his retirement, he did express concerns of how things were going in Washington, D.C.
I served Missouri for 40 years. I was the youngest governor in Missouri history, and as I said when I announced I wasn't running, I don't aspire to be the oldest senator. I thought I would move on, pass it on to a younger person.
Bond at that time said he would go to work in the private sector while still trying to work on some of the things that he said were rewarding to him. Senator Bond became a partner at Thompson Coburn. He was 86 years old. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
I'm Michael Calhoun with Bond's successor, former Missouri Senator Roy Blunt.
You know, I don't think anybody understood our state better or did more for Missouri than Kit Bond.
Blunt tells KMOX Bond served in a different time when you had to be bipartisan to win in Missouri and get stuff done in D.C. He seemed like he would take an individual look at each issue, and sometimes he might surprise you.
Well, I think that's right. And you've got to remember, you know, when Kit Bond was elected to the Senate, right up through the time I was elected to the Senate, Missouri was a very competitive state. It was about winning the general, not winning the primary. And the legislature, more often than not in Kit Bond's career in Missouri, was controlled by Democrats.
Blunt says Bond was known for being affable and jovial, but he also had a photographic memory and knew those issues front to back.
Why do prescription drugs cost so much? Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee suspect a lack of competition is to blame. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley focused on pharmacy benefit managers and their trade association's president.
We are paying two, three, four times more for drugs. People in my state can't afford insulin. They can't afford the most basic drugs. That's when they have plans, plans that are managed by you. And you guys are getting rich off of it. I mean, absolutely filthy rich.
Hawley says pharmacy benefit managers owning retail pharmacies like CVS and Caremark is, quote, classic monopolistic behavior. The Missouri Supreme Court hearing arguments on whether marijuana dispensaries can be double taxed. An attorney for a cannabis dispensary in Florissant arguing that only one local government can levy a 3% sales tax on dispensaries, meaning that a county can only levy the tax in unincorporated areas. Attorney Laura Robb, representing St. Louis County, disagrees.
I believe that the key provision in this article is section 2.65. Any local government is authorized to impose this tax, and they are authorized to impose this tax throughout such political subdivision.
A lower court ruling sided with both St. Louis and St. Charles counties to allow the city and county to simultaneously tax the dispensary. A St. Louis woman facing charges after leaving her injured and unconscious children in the car after a crash.
Courtney Brown is accused of stopping her car in the middle of I-270 near 367, causing cars around her to crash into her vehicle. According to court documents, Brown exited her vehicle and left the scene of the accident along with her two children. Brown's children were found laying across the center console and were taken to Children's Hospital, where they remained intubated at the time of the court filing. Brown was found a mile from the scene of the crash with watery, bloodshot eyes, her speech described as confused in the probable cause statement. It also says cannabis and amphetamines were found in her system. A bond review hearing is scheduled for Brown next week. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A Missouri crime bill on the governor's desk would make jiggling car door handles a felony.
This is Stuart McMillan standing among some vehicles, including my own, in the KMOX parking garage, doing this. I don't know if you can hear that, but that is jiggling the door handle, which could possibly be a felony, according to the language in Senate Bill 71. Right now, a person can be charged only after they enter the car. And this bill adds that when the handle on the car is repeatedly pulled without permission, it could also be considered a felony, even if the person never actually gets in.
The city of St. Louis already has a door jiggling law, but offenses are misdemeanors.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.